Good morning. Seattle Seahawks. We're excited about getting started this week on our next opponent from the West Coast. And this team is much improved. They have improved on a weekly basis. They're a resilient team. They're a physical team. They give up literally no yardage against the run. They're another team that sinks the safety pretty much according to formation. And almost on every play. They have a unique ability. Thomas can come down from like 14 yards deep and be at the line of scrimmage. He's very quick. And I say they've done a nice thing with their personnel. They have a 318-pounder that sits on the inside eye of the tight end. So it's not what the tight ends are in for an interesting week for sure. But they have five new players on the defensive team, five new starters, 10 new starters on their offensive team. You know, in Leon Washington, they still have the great return game, punt game, kick return game. So it looks to be a very physical game, a very intense game. They have demonstrated they're down 27-7. They come back to lose to Atlanta 30-28 and even have a ball intercepted in the end zone. Jackson has a big day with three touchdown passes. Two interceptions, one of which should not have taken place, but they came roaring back after the half and really had an outstanding opportunity to win that game at home. They come out here to the East for the second trip, and so we look forward to this weekend against a good Seattle team. They're 1-3, but don't be fooled by the 1-3. Yeah, they're at this point in time. Their knees are a little bit swollen, and I'm going to leave it at that. So we'll just see. It's going to be a day to day thing. I'm not sure. Boley may try to go today. I think they're both scheduled to go tomorrow.
Both of those guys have had meniscus surgery in the past couple of years. Is that kind of the same deal here?
No. Well, Dave, I did a poor job with you people post-game in terms of talking about contributions. And Dave Tolleson, you got a guy that's played well really the whole year for us, who's done whatever we've asked him to do. If you notice, he's playing inside over the guards last week. He plays on the kickoff return. He's on the punt team. You know, you ask if he would like to, you know, have a chance if there's been any kind of a drive not to go, and no, he wants to go. So he's done. He's been a guy that's really sacrificed and been very selfless in his approach this year, and it's contagious. I mean, people around him are very aware of that. He's picked up the slack when we've had, you know, in the beginning of the year, OC wasn't available. At this point in time, Tuck wasn't available, and he's done a good job. So, but the depth there. The more you can have that can contribute, the better off you're going to be. We have Kiwi right now playing more linebacker than he is end, but he can play end. And he did play a few snaps there the other day. So the more people that we can have in that capacity that we can be flexible with and maneuver around with, the better off we're going to be. He's tough. He's hard-nosed. He hangs in there. He believes in himself and his teammates. And, this is something we've worked on and directed an awful lot of attention towards from the neck up with our team. And for the last 2 weeks, it's paid off. I was hoping that would never happen. They never gave me that indication. They've responded as well as you probably could.
You mentioned the run defense of the Seahawks. How concerning is it with the banged up running back and obviously banged up center?
Well, it's a good challenge for our team. You know, that's what I say. You know, we have to display the ability to run the ball in order to maintain our balance. We didn't run it very well the other day. We have a prideful group in the room. Hopefully, that'll be a major, major focus for us. Not only running it, but stopping the run. Stopping the run is a huge goal for us as well, and they have an outstanding runner and an offensive line that's, again, improved on a weekly basis.